This is AJ Fredrickson sitting down alongside head coach of the SCSU softball team, head coach Paula Uren. Coach, thank you for having me in today. It's awesome to kind of get out here. And it's not really softball season, but we do have a couple big announcements, one of which came out just about a week ago. You announced your captains for the upcoming 2018 season. It's going to be senior Libby Bingham and Morgan Emmons, the junior. What can you say about it? We've already seen a couple kind of quotes released from you and some press releases, but give me your initial thoughts on naming these two the captains, kind of the faces of your team this year, and what they bring to the leadership positions.
Yeah, so we set it up so we spend about a month together as a team. We came on campus at the end of August. It's a working position that everyone gets an opportunity to position themselves for the opportunity to get voted to be a captain. And then after we complete our fall ball season, we put out the ballot to the team and the staff. And both Morgan Emmons and Libby Bingham came back as basically unanimous selections by their teammates as well as the coaches. You know, and I think that's their body of effort that they've put forward over the last couple of years. And we'll start with Libby Bingham. She's been with our program now for 4 years. She came in as a transfer from Bemidji, had to sit due to some NCAA rules. So she really had an opportunity to, you know, develop an extra year under our program. And then she came in, and now she's a fifth-year senior trying to work on an education major. And so she's out in the schools every day. But I think what the players see from her is her dedication, her work ethic. You know, she has great communication skills. She's always says it brings a ton of energy to practice. You know, if you want to take extra ground ball, she's always the first one out there. If you need help with something, she says, yeah, sure, I'll help. You know, so to balance being that finishing up the education major as well as being a student athlete is a lot of time. But, you know, I think that our players respect what she's doing and brings to the program. So I was excited for her that she's been in this role. It's the first time that she's had it. And, you know, we want our leaders at the top to stand out like she's doing. So we're excited for her. And then Morgan Emmons, you know, she's been a part of our program now for 3 years. You know, just she's a born leader. You know, I think she just has a really enthusiastic personality where the teammates enjoy hanging out with her. She comes every day to a practice. She's got a great softball mind. She comes from a coaching family. You know, last year she started every game for us at third base, and now this year she'll transition to catcher, which, you know, is that leadership position that, you know, it's my coach on the field. And already in practices, you know, if I walk away, I hear her talking like, hey, we got to do this. We got to get this done. So I think it's a great role. It fits them both perfectly. All new captains this year. Obviously, we had Alyssa Coletto and Abby Bunnell were returning captains last year. And then Jess Gerger was her first year. So, you know, we're kind of starting over this year. But these two have been out front since the day we got back to campus. And we're excited to have them as our leaders this season.
And going back to Libby Bingham, you said education major. Do you think she might maybe take some of that education role and instill it in some of the younger new faces on the team this year? Obviously, she's going to be looking to do that in the classroom later on in life. But how do you think she'll translate those type of skills onto the softball field?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's definitely picked the right profession. She is patient and calm and, you know, explains things really, really well. And we expect that of our upperclassmen. You know, as they come in as freshmen, they're trying to learn the communication and the verbiage that we as coaches use. And then as they get older, they translate whatever the coach says, right? You know, you'll hear the freshman like, what did she just say? And then the senior or junior will come over and say, okay, this is what we need to get done. So the success of the program relies on that. We need those upperclassmen to be able to explain and understand, you know, the terms that we use to run our offense and our defense. So definitely I've heard many times Libby will walk away and she'll go back through the drill and she'll just say it a little bit different. Oh, yeah, we got it. Thanks, Libby. So definitely she's a great teacher. We just had our MEA clinic and she always takes the little 10 and unders. And, you know, I watch her work and whoever gets her as a teacher, has their kid with her as a teacher is going to be very lucky because by the time those kids leave that day, they've had the best day of their lives. And I was just even saying, like, I'm going to miss her at my clinics because those little 10-year-olds, they love the game and they love it because of, you know, how Libby works with them during those sessions.
Let's talk about that, the MEA clinics that you guys just finished up, and you have a couple that I believe are upcoming as well. Walk us through just kind of what the softball team does during that time. Obviously, you're kind of teaching the youth locally and kind of in the surrounding cities, but they come and they look up to your team as role models, and you definitely got a good group for that type of job. But what do they do exactly?
Yeah, AJ, you hit it on the head. It's, you know, getting that community engagement out there. You know, we're still trying to grow the game. The game of softball is going back into the Olympics here in about after being away for 8 years. So we're excited about that. You know, we're up here kind of in hockey, volleyball, basketball country, but it's a great place to play softball. And so on the Minnesota high school break, we invite students from 10 years old to 18 to come to our campus and spend the day over with the red and black with admissions, spending time with our team. And then we spend about 4 hours on the field going through pitching, hitting, base running, offense, and just fun, right? We get out there and run around, and what a great way to spend your off day, right, at a softball mm-hmm. field. And I think it was about 74 degrees, which definitely has to be the warmest for our MEA clinics. But our student athletes get assigned a position, and then they spend that day with the clinicians that come in. So other clinic participants. And so for me, I'm off that day. I just walk around and I really watch my student athletes interact. And I was so proud of them. Everyone that left that clinic took something away with them. And my student athletes, I think, took something away as well, too. For most of them, it was the first time they'd been on the other side of it. They've been going to clinics their whole life. And now to be actually that person, I think they felt a good sense of pride. And also just like, wow, that was really cool. I made someone's day by playing softball. So we had about 40 clinics, students at the game and participants at the game. And then we'll run a couple more hitting clinics here and then some catching and pitching clinics as we start getting into the wintertime.
And so a big date coming up early November. That's one of probably the bigger dates that's not during the actual regular season. National Signing Day. Are you able to talk about some of the names that you have kind of locked in on that will be signing? Or if not, give us a hint at what you think the team's going to bring in the future.
Sure. Well, the NCAA kind of limits us until they sign the paperwork on that morning. But, certainly I'm really, really excited. This has to be one of our deepest classes that we've signed. We've been working hard on this class for the last 2 years. And, finally the day has come. We start out as sophomores and continue the process through their junior. And now by the time they get to the senior year, I think they're just as anxious as we are to get that paper signed and then get that, that next step going in their career and, prepare for college. So we aren't able to mention their names, but again, my staff did an outstanding job with recruiting and Holly Schreiner, Sean K. Cook, my assistant coaches, and then the professors on campus. So we'll get that out to you, but we've got a pitcher, a catcher, a shortstop, and then a couple utility players coming in. We've got some power and we've got some speed. So anytime you can add that to a class, I think it makes a coach pretty happy. And, we're just continuing to build for the future. And our goal is to get that first NSIC championship. And we feel like this class is going to push us in that direction.
And how much success do you guys feel when you spot somebody, when they're very early in their high school career, that kind of sophomore age, and then you stay with them and you still continue scouting them, reaching out, you get in kind of that conversational aspect, and then they finally do say, yeah, this is the school for me. What kind of joy does that bring you as a coach?
Well, usually I tell them it just made my day, right? I think for me, it's just as exciting as them because we really get to know the families. We get to know the individuals and, we become a part of their life and, we follow them. A lot of them play other sports as well, graduation, prom, getting their driver's license, taking the ACT. We're a part of that. We celebrate those small little victories along the way with them. So, we call them family before they even get on campus. And so, I think that's important. I know the recruiting process keeps starting earlier and earlier, especially as you go up in the division level. But, for us, about our sophomore year is the time we start to identify who's going to fit into our team needs as well as who's going to be a great match for St. Cloud State. So, for us coming onto campus, I think we've got some great female student athletes that are not only going to add to our program, but to the campus community as well.
And then a couple weeks after that, the other big day before the season actually kicks off is when the schedules are released. And that is like, it's got to be like anticipation for like a movie coming out or, it's that release day finally hits. How anxious is the coaching staff and the rest of the team to get a peek at what your guys' schedule is looking like during the season?
Well, that's a great question because I just met with – we're doing our midterm meetings, and I think I ask every player, what are you most excited about? What are you most nervous about? And obviously the most excited is I just can't wait to play. We had such a great fall. I think, the team chemistry is there. Our culture is going in the right direction. So I think they see this vision of, man, we could really put something great together on the field. So we're about halfway through our meetings, and every one of them is just like, I just want to play. I want to get out there. And I'm like, well, we have a little bit of work to do yet, But for us, this is something that starts in May, and we work with teams to get them up here. And, we have some great programs coming right up here to St. Cloud State with the Husky Dome. We're fortunate that we have that on campus. We get to play right here on our own campus and in our community. And instead of having to hit the road for 15, 16 hours and find sunshine and miss class, we can get our families here for the weekend. So, we've got a couple dates at home, and then we'll take off, and then we start our conference season. But we'll get the rest of that out in November, and I'm sure our players will start circling some of those dates on the calendar.
Definitely. I know I'm looking forward to it as well. And it's like you said, it's a team that's got a lot of promise and you're looking to take that next step. And it could be very well this season. And we're hoping to be part of that journey at KVSC. And for you, the listeners that want to be a part of that journey as well, you can make sure to tune in to 88.1 KVSC for all your SCSU softball sports content, as well as go online to KVSC.org and click on the sports tab at the top of the page. Thank you again, Coach, for sitting down with me today. For Coach Paul U. Wren, this was AJ Fredrickson with KVSC Sports.